right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CADcast episode number 348. I'm your host, GPD, here in Tokyo, Japan, and of course, we are joined by the Wii U of the CADcast, Wombat.
Taking Twitter suggestions for show openers, huh?
I told you I was lazy last week, so.
That is true, and you are proving that. And, oh, I can hear my son coughing in the background.
God damn it.
I know, stupid children.
And of course,
I need to get rid of them.
Good luck with that. Let us know how that works.
Does anyone want two kids? They're good kids, generally. And by good kids, I mean I'll let them go at a fairly reasonable price.
Maybe a PlayStation 4?
No, more than that. I think, more than that.
Two PlayStation 4s.
Yes.
One
stacked
each.
On top of each other with duct tape.
And we are also joined by a man who is the PS4 of the CADcast, dominating the competition. Shipwreck.
Dominating. Just... I don't even know why anybody else is bothering, really.
Yeah, Microsoft, I heard,
think,
is just
I'll just talk to my show,
business.
Or talk to myself for 2 hours, and then we'll be good here. You guys are good.
Excellent.
All right, I'll see you guys next week. I'm going to go have that ice cream sandwich that I thought about having before the show, and I'll talk to you later.
Excellent. Well,
watch Arrow.
Oh, yes. This should be a good Arrow this week, right?
Yeah, it's the mid-season finale.
With Flash. More Flash.
With Flash, yes.
Yeah, excellent. Well, welcome to the show, everybody. A lot of stuff to talk about. A lot more Xbox One impressions, since now I've had it for a longer time, and I've played more games, even the games I wasn't supposed to play, like Forza. I predict some Peggle 2 talk will be had as well. And, I don't know, a lot of other stuff to talk about. So let's... Should we get right into it, to the show feedback? Is there anything we need to talk about besides that?
Well, I was telling you before the show how my son can now climb out of his crib. And I don't know about you as a parent, but I don't think there's anything scarier than you put your son in his crib, he screams that he doesn't want to go to bed, and then he climbs out and you have to catch him because he's about to fall 4.5 feet.
He doesn't realize that it's a long way down.
He has no idea.
You know, if you let him fall once, he'll probably learn.
Yeah, and I don't, but you know what I don't want to do? Drive to the hospital at night.
Yeah, that's probably a good call there.
Yeah, it's like, what do you do? We have a bed coming for him tomorrow. Like, he can't sleep in the crib anymore, obviously.
Right, well, it sounds like...
Well, if you get a cage, like I have a cage, you could just...
That's true.
Lock him in there.
That's true. Maybe I could do that. Like, put it like...
Put a board on top of it.
Find a big piece of wood, yeah, to put on top with a lock.
Perfect.
Yeah, just and then you put like a brick or something on top of the board, and then you're
going
to go.
I'm going to get my children taken away from me because of this episode.
And draw a really scary picture on the side
underneath,
of the board.
Underneath, right?
Yeah, the side of the board.
Like the clown bed that Homer made?
I think you nailed it.
Thank you. Yes, no. So basically what we've had to do is we have to like sit in the room until he falls asleep.
Right, right.
And that's about as much fun as it sounds.
I had to wait in line for like an hour and a half for Santa. So my daughter could get her picture taken with Santa. That was the first time I've done that.
You didn't have to do that, though.
You kind of have to do it. No,
but she wouldn't have known either way, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, she doesn't know who Santa is.
Well, she doesn't know, but somebody else in this household knows.
You know who Santa is?
Do I know?
Do I? I don't know. There was two of them at this mall. There's this mall in Cincinnati, and it was built in, I forget, the late 80s, early 90s. And it's just a huge, sprawling mall, just like the biggest one in the region. When it opened up, it had like a putt-putt course inside. It had like a Ferris wheel, had a huge arcade, two separate movie theaters, like dance clubs, but nothing stayed in business in this place. So now there's this huge empty mall that has like six stores in it. And they're all like the anchor stores. So it has like the Kohl's and has a Babies R Us. And it actually has a video game, like arcade/used game store in there. But the Santa we went to see was at the Bass Pro Shops because... They had a good Santa.
Santa loves fishing.
Yep. Have you been into one of these Bass Pro Shops before?
I don't think they have them around here. I've been to like, what's the one? The one I'm thinking of, the big one in up in Maine that's kind of like that though. L.L. Bean. I've been in an LL Bean before. Does that count?
That's not exactly the same clientele, I wouldn't say. But yeah, this place is crazy. Like, it has a huge, like, aquarium sized fish tank in there, just full of like river fish. And there's a guy in there like feeding them and like giving this whole like presentation to everybody. It's got like a restaurant in there. Kind of a crazy store.
Can you eat the river fish? Is that what they sell?
I had a Diet Pepsi and a cookie.
That doesn't sound like a restaurant. That sounds like a snack bar.
Well, it's a snack bar type.
For Ohio, that passes as a restaurant.
That's a restaurant.
It's a Michelin-starred restaurant.
It's as good as the places you eat.
It's one Michelin star, Cincinnati.
Yes.
But so, yeah, we waited in line. That was the free Santa. But the catch was you had to wait like an hour and a half in this line. But then like just out in the hallway in this vacant mall, there's also the mall Santa. And it's just like he's just sitting there with no line.
Poor. And, well, yeah.
I mean, the one in Bass Pro Shops has like an actual beard and everything. The other Santa is just like got the fake beard. And I don't know. We waited for the other one.
I keep deflecting the whole Santa thing because I didn't realize this, but kids in Japan actually do believe in Santa and they do expect presents from Santa. I somehow missed this over the last 5 years. Yeah, so Ty keeps asking like when he's going to have his picture taken with Santa, because we did that. I think we did that last year, but I don't know. I feel weird about it.
I tell you what you do.
Okay.
You need to go back to Akihabara. Yeah. There's a KFC there.
Yes.
And when I was there, when we visited, they had a Colonel Sanders statue that was dressed up like Santa Claus.
Yes, I know that KFC.
Yes. So
you could do that.
Just take him there. It's perfect. Right.
I just like, because if I do take that picture, then I got to make sure that grandma doesn't see it. Grandma doesn't want to see any pictures of Ty with Santa or anything.
You
like
mean
that.
Your mom?
Yeah, my mom.
Okay, because, you know, Sabrina has taken pictures with Santa before.
Yeah. And I don't
It's not really that big a deal.
I know, but I feel like if I can
it's not like
avoid
it's
it.
Not like it's hey, it's a Ty and Jesus hanging out.
Right. I get that. And of course, like, Christmas here has no religious context whatsoever. And I know in America it barely does at this point either.
I was going to say I was going to make the joke.
But
I didn't want to
here.
Offend Shipwreck.
Well, I think he
I just remembered too, like at the Bass Pro Shops at the whole setup for their Santa setup, like he's got his workshop and elves and everything. Sitting beside him are two like actually stuffed reindeer.
Oh, like actual reindeer that have been stuffed.
Like real ones. Like
taxidermied
reindeer.
Yuck.
I guess kids are okay with that. I don't know.
Yuck. Anyway, how about some show feedback? Wombat.
Oh, okay. Sure. So, yes. You were saying something?
Oh. No, I'm just making noises. Oh.
Okay. Felopolin said, the GT6 microtransactions are completely gross, but saves have already been hacked to give players a ton of in-game cash. Yeah, but how long until those people get caught and banned, I guess?
No, it's all single-player stuff, I think, so I don't think they'll be banned.
So,
nobody cares anymore.
How easy is it to get these saves?
It must be pretty easy. You could probably just download. I mean, I've seen videos on IGN that tell you how to do it. But apparently, you know, the thing with Gran Turismo 6 is that I don't think they've changed the entire way that the game works to get you to spend real world money. Unlike, well, we'll talk about Forza later because I played a lot more of that.
I think it's pretty safe to say that none of us will ever play Gran Turismo 6
unless it comes out for PS4.
Correct. We're already two racing games deep in the next generation.
Right.
That is true.
Right. And my PlayStation 4
it's just not gonna happen for
sitting
us.
On the floor of my office, not connected to anything. So yeah, it's probably not gonna happen. People have written in and asked about it, so yeah. And I watched the review.
PlayStation 4 is on the floor or your PlayStation 3?
Whatever. Oh, okay. You know what I meant.
No, I didn't know what you meant. That's why I was surprised.
Oh. I did watch the Polygon review of it, and it seemed like it was pretty good, and it seemed like it offers a lot more things to do than the Forza 5 does. But yeah, we've moved on, unfortunately. But hopefully they'll come out with a PS4 version.
It's not you, PlayStation 3, it's me.
Exactly, exactly. Maybe we'll have to wait for GT7 in 2016. So we'll see what happens. What else we got here?
You Sicken Me has to say, sorry, Cheapy D. Sorry, Cheapy D. I can't speak tonight.
Cheapy Day. Cheapy D. That's the Southern version.
Sorry,
Cheapy
Day.
Cheapy
Day. I think some of your back pain theories are crazy. They said whatever works for you. I personally have a degenerative disc in my back, and no amount of happy thoughts will correct that. That exercise thing is solid.
That is the worst Southern accent impression I've ever heard.
Oh, that was supposed to be my Canadian.
You were going Canadian on that?
Nailed it. Nailed it then.
That's the best Canadian accent I've ever heard. It's not my theory, right? It's a real doctor. Google Dr. John Sarno. I didn't come up with this theory. It's a, you know, this guy's a real doctor at NYU. He's the real deal. And it works for a lot of people. So look it up. I don't know what else to say. I will say that if you guys listened to last week's show, I've just found out that my dad also listened to last week's show. So that wasn't too awkward when I was having a Skype conversation with my parents.
Well, now he knows just to leave it on the floor then.
Yeah, he's like, so...
You've helped out your dad.
David, how's your back? And I was like, oh... And my mom is in the room also, so I know that she knows. It's really wrong. The whole thing is just really wrong.
That's it's no one's fault but your own.
Well, I realize that my dad listens to the show, but I try not to think about it because then otherwise I don't want to be self-censoring myself. So
I understand.
I pretend every show I pretend that this is the week that my dad is going to forget to listen to it. That's how I get through it. Anyway, what else we got here?
Caw has to say, "Oss, ha! It can no longer be said that Shipwreck is right all the time." So, yeah, no one says os but you. That's what I learned.
There's people that say os besides me. It all came from back in the day where, like, I grew up with DOS. And so it just made sense that when I saw Mac OS, it was Mac OS.
I'm not buying that. Yeah, I've never heard that before until Shipwreck said it either. But okay. I guess it's, you know.
We didn't have the internet back then.
I know.
We just had operating systems that nobody knew how to pronounce.
It's kind of like for years I didn't know if it was Magneto or Magneto because I only saw it in the comic books.
Right.
Yeah. I it's not like it's the craziest thing. It's just, you know, a thing.
Yeah. And so it's just, I'm never going to like unlearn that. It's just, I see it. And if I don't catch myself, I say it like that.
Kind of like my hatred towards redheads.
Kind of that, like you guys can't pronounce Mario correctly.
Yeah, it's pretty much the same thing. It's
I
Mario,
still don't know
right?
the right way. I still have no idea what it's supposed
to be. It's Mario. Like you're going to a wedding, you're going to marry an O.
No, seriously, what is the right way? Just tell me now.
It's Mario.
It's Mario. I was saying it wrong repeatedly right. On purpose because I know a handful of people just vomited.
So you have to say it like you're supposed to say it the Japanese pronunciation.
You're supposed to use the Japanese pronunciation of the name for when, I guess, when referring to the character. Mm-hmm. But if you're referring to the Saved by the Bell actor, I believe that's Mario Lopez.
Got it. Okay. I'm right. I'm often referring to him, so.
Yes, it's Mario. Mario is not going to be played by Mario Lopez in the next Mario Brothers movie.
What about Lemieux? What was his first name?
I think he's, is it? He might be a Mario also because that would be like a French pronunciation.
Yeah, I can't remember. I think I would say Mario for Mario. I don't even know. He was awesome.
I always thought it was Mario, but I was basing that off of
Mario Mario.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And they did call him Super Mario sometimes.
Or correct. Super Mario.
Yeah. Now I'm all confused. Whatever.
I think in Pittsburgh, they probably called him Mario. They got right. A Pamani Brothers, and then they're going to go and see Mario Lemieux play hockey. And that was
stop doing your Canadian accent?
I know. I didn't even hit a Pittsburgh accent on that one. It's been a long time since I lived in that town.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Let's do... Watch This Bitches, did either of you guys watch the VGX award show?
And I saw a little bit, and then I had to leave. So how terrible was it?
10 minutes of it. And then my in-laws came over. And surprisingly enough, when the in-laws come over, you don't watch any more of that.
Yeah, I watched about an. I've watched probably more than I should have. Over an hour of it. I don't know. I mean, it was very strange for an awards show because the production of it was very different than any award show that I've ever seen, where there's no audience. It's just basically in a television studio or in like a loft that was turned into a television studio. You know, it was like a couch area and like an area for them to stand in front of a screen or something. And there were a lot of interviews with people, which you don't see in an awards show.
We don't see world premieres at award shows either.
Yeah, it was more like a usual like video game TV show that you would just see on any given week, but they also happened to give out awards. And Joel McHale was co-hosting with Jeff Keighley, who I actually thought, I mean, I laughed a bunch of times. He had, you know, when he was reading the jokes off the teleprompter, they were, you know, the jokes were pretty lame. I mean, 90% of the jokes were pretty lame. When he was just, you know, going off the cuff, he was cracking me up because a lot of the times it was like self-depreciating humor or, you know, humor making fun of the show itself, with the whole vibe of like, you know, oh my God, what am I doing here? How, you know, could this go any more wrong? It was pretty fun. He basically broke the fourth wall of TV production, which, you know, when you're watching a show like that, which, you know, seemed to like be pretty low budget and just a little depressing as far as if you consider it, like comparing it to an award
show.
It's
a hard thing to pull off, that show.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's really, it's a manufactured show that doesn't really, I don't know, award. Like, it's not like we're awarding people stuff. Like, it's not like the Academy Awards where it's like, okay, and the best game designer is so-and-so.
No, it's the best character. Best
right.
video game
It's like
character.
You're giving an award to Luigi.
Right. And then they have then the character makes
well,
the acceptance.
Well, it was the year of Luigi, so that kind of makes
right.
sense.
He didn't win, I don't think, anything.
How dare they? I do applaud the concept. I think it was a good idea, and I'm sure it cost them nothing.
Right.
And it probably, you know, however many viewers it had, even if it was 100,000, for the cost to put this thing together and for the promotional dollars they probably got from the game studios who had their world premiere trailers, it was probably totally worth it to do it this way. And I wouldn't be surprised if we see something similar next year, maybe something tighter. I think 3 hours is a bit of a killer.
It was actually, I think, 4 if you with the pregame.
Yeah, that's a little insane.
Yeah, Joel McHale made reference to that quite a bit. And he made some jokes about on Jeff Keighley's expense, on the guest expense. I mean, without him, I thought it would have been really boring. At least there was.
It's weird because it's almost like it's like E3 presentations almost. Like it's a condensed E3 into a show. Like you have your interviews, you have your videos and trailers that you go in and watch. And then you have your best in show awards where you stick something up on the wall.
Right.
Like that's really what it is. It's kind of a strange beast.
Yeah. And the interviews are just commercials for the games.
Sure. It's the interviews that you get inside of a GameStop when you're in there, you're listening to them on the TV.
Yeah. Yeah. But I don't know.
I mean, that's Keighley.
It was fine. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I liked Joel McHale in it. I don't know that he would be back on, and not all of his jokes were certainly hits, but I don't know. He got me to laugh a few times, which is probably more than I've ever laughed before at any of these other gaming award shows.
Eventually we're going to get to a point where we're actually going to televise the actual award shows, right? Like we're going to have a Emmys or Oscars for video games.
I don't know. Wouldn't we have had that already?
Well, they have their, I don't remember what the awards are, but they actually have industry awards.
Right, like
they just don't televise them.
Yeah, this wasn't actually on TV. This was streamed on the internet, and then I guess eventually on Spike TV, they'll have an edited version, you know, down to 45 minutes or something like that, which will be on at 2 in the morning at some point. But yeah, like as Wombat was saying, you know, these award shows in general, like don't cost that much to make. Depend, you know, compared to how much money they give in, bring in with commercials. And when you see like the production on this one must really cost nothing to make. Not that it looked shitty. I'm just saying, like, there was not even like a, it was not an event. It was
no, and they didn't have, they probably didn't really build those sets. It was probably pieces of sets that they had.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
and I think the concentration needs to be on, like, not the world premieres. Like, those are the commercial. Those should be what the commercials are in between the show.
Maybe.
Like, and the show should be about, yeah, the last year of games. Let's celebrate, like, all the great games that came out this last year. And this game had great music. And this game was, like, the best voice work. And here's everybody in the industry. Here's our montage memorial thing. And it's an award show. Make it an award show.
Yeah, yeah. It seemed like they weren't quite sure what they wanted to do with it. Did you guys, speaking of the world premiere trailers, did you see the one for No Man's Sky, which seems to be getting all the attention?
Yep.
I didn't watch it.
What'd you think, Ship?
It looked cool. I don't quite understand why everybody's going nuts about it. Maybe you can explain that to me, Cheapy, but it looks like a space shooter.
That's what I thought it was, and it's not coming to consoles, or they just haven't said if it's coming to consoles.
They haven't announced any platforms yet.
Yeah, so why would I care about a trailer for nothing?
Well, it's not a trailer for nothing. It's, you know, it looked cool. It's more, it's not a space shooter, just a space shooter. It's more of a planetary exploration type game, which seems a lot like Starflight, one of my favorite games of all time, where you can, you know, there's all the planets are created sort of randomly, and you land on the planet, you can explore the planet in a first person shooter type of manner. You get into your spaceship and just fly away, and then there's space battles.
There's only like four dudes making this, right?
Right.
It's not going to be like, I look at the graphics and they look okay, mm-hmm. but it's not blowing me away.
Well, this is going to be like I'm assuming like a $20 game.
That's fine. Yeah.
On Steam.
No, on and probably everything. This is the guys who made Joe Danger.
Who made Joe Danger. I know, and I like Joe Danger.
Yeah,
I think both, I've had both Joe Dangers. They're both very good. But I don't see why, like, afterwards, it's all everyone was talking about. And I'm with Shipwreck. I don't see it.
Yeah, well, you know why? Because if you looked at what else was put on display there, that was the only thing. I mean, compared to Tomb Raider, I forget, what was it? What's the
Tomb Raider Waste of Money, I think is what it's called.
No.
The PC version of Tomb Raider.
Right, Tomb Raider PC.
Now for consoles?
Yeah, then that's, it's a lot more exciting.
It's
the
Definitive Edition, I think is what they're calling that.
Yes.
But, which is great. Tomb Raider's the best game that came out this year, so.
Second.
It can come out again next year.
What was first, Wombat?
That would be The Legend of Zelda for the 3DS.
Oh. Anyway, some questions, some comments from our listeners about the VGX, VGX Awards, I don't know, show. Thorbon 3 wanted to know, there's some other announcements. Do you think Telltale is overdoing it with their brand of adventure games? As much as I'm looking forward to some of them, having four announced adventure games currently in production seems like a lot to me. They announced Game of Thrones and also a Borderlands one. Have you either of you guys played The Wolf Among Us yet?
No.
Nope.
See, I thought like, okay, great. It's just going to be like Walking Dead with, you know, a different look to it. But
with Wolves Among Us.
But it's really has a totally different vibe and look and feel. So I don't know. I was really impressed by The Wolf. What is it? It's not Wolf Among Us?
It is.
It is. Oh, okay. So I don't know. I'm willing to give them the benefit of the doubt for now. But yeah, it does seem like a lot, and maybe you could burn through it. And
they tell good stories though. So they're hitting a niche that's nobody else is really excelling at. And if they get all these properties, more power to them. Because I might not play Wolf Among Us, but I'm going to play the Borderlands one.
I was going to say that the Borderlands, I think, you know, that's an interesting take on that, you know, franchise. And I'm curious to see how that turns out. But I think that's really what it comes down to is if they're going to start, you know, if they're going to take all of these properties and licenses and make them into adventure games, you know, they're doing a good job of keeping it interesting and keeping it in a world that makes sense. So, I don't know. More power to them. Again, they haven't had a bad one yet either. So
it's kind of to me like saying, okay, let's say, I don't know, Marvel or IDW is making graphic novels for things, like properties that you like. You go and you pick up the graphic novel of the thing that you like and you read that one and you don't go and get the thing that you don't have interest in. Like, I don't see a problem with it.
Right. Okay, cool. I saw the Wolverine movie called The Wolverine. only because...
Who's in it? Is Wolverine in it?
Wolverine is the main character in the film.
Okay, I did not know that. Thank you for clarifying.
The only reason why we watched it was because it was filmed in Tokyo, and there's a big scene, the funeral. You guys haven't seen it, right?
I have
no,
not.
No, I keep trying to win it from McDonald's. But
yeah, me too. and by keep trying, I mean I played once, but you've played every day.
I've played 3 times since the promotion started, yes.
I wanted to watch the unrated version, but they won't let you rent that. You have to own that. So I had to stick with the whatever PG-13 version. But the only reason why we watched is because it was filmed in Tokyo, and it was the funeral scene is filmed at basically where Tai goes to school at the Zojoji Temple, which is, you know, a 5-minute walk from our house. And that was really cool to see that. What's amazing is when you see a location that you're very familiar with, and they changed a lot of it with CG. Like, they added, you've been there, Shep, right? Did we go to Zojoji when you were here? The really big temple?
No, I walked by it. I went to a different temple.
Okay.
I went to the temple with the big flip-flops.
The big flip-flops? I don't know.
Yeah, like they were like big sandals like that they had woven.
Oh, no, I just left my shoes there. You must
have been confused. Okay.
They CG'd an entire like pond area and like stone garden into Zojoji Temple, which doesn't exist. But you know, it looks like it's there. I mean, it's very weird how they do that, and it's sort of unnerving when you know how it's supposed to look. But the movie itself was sort of meh. Like, it was, if you think about the plot, it really makes no sense. And then the ending is pretty weak. But I don't know. It was just okay. The action was pretty good, I guess. Did you guys watch the Godzilla trailer?
I did.
I don't know, it looked okay. I don't really.
Yeah, I don't think they really need to make a great trailer. That I know you don't want to spoil anything, Godzilla people, but you need to give away a little bit because of how badly people were burned on that awful Godzilla movie from the 90s.
Matthew Broderick Godzilla.
Oh, the worst movie. It ruined so many careers, that movie.
Wait, I think this is the temple I went to. I'm looking at pictures of it.
It must
temple
be.
Temple of Doom? The one... Kali Ma?
No, it's right by it's our the house. One near... It's where Tai goes to school.
Hmm. I thought I went to the one out near the Sky Tree, where they're building the Sky Tree. Isn't that Sensoji?
I don't know. That's a different one. This is Zojoji. Zojoji.
Oh, okay. I went to Sensoji.
Okay. Different one. I don't know. I have a hard time just caring about Godzilla. Like, I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Whatever. Should we do some new releases? Are there any new releases that we need to talk about?
Oh, yeah, there is.
Peggle?
Peggle 2.
Right. We can't, like you said, we talked about Gran Turismo already. I mean, we haven't played it. But so let's talk about Peggle 2.
That's pretty much it,
Peggle
isn't
2
it?
Is pretty good.
It's pretty peggly.
It's very peggly.
It's a lot like that last Peggle, but slightly different.
I'll tell you the best part of Peggle 2.
Sure.
Easily. And correct me if I'm wrong, because I did play a lot of Peggle 1, but it was a while ago and I just don't remember. But I don't remember each character having their own fever music after you clear the board. I thought it was always Ode to Joy for everybody.
It was always Ode to Joy in the last one.
Right. So now everybody's got their own song. And
is that good or bad?
It's awesome.
Okay.
And
I haven't beaten
the
horse
pegs.
Yet.
Yep.
So the horse, the unicorn.
Right. So you're still on Ode to Joy.
Yeah, I'm still on Ode to Joy.
So they got
the animations even of funny. The characters.
Yeah, those
of,
are all
of said unicorn is impressive.
There's actually animations this time around.
Exactly.
Next gen, baby.
I've beaten it. I still have to go back and do some, like, get some achievements and everything, mm-hmm. but I played all the Peggle levels.
Congratulations.
It's six stages, I think, so you can get through it pretty quickly.
You ready for the DLC?
Yeah, and wait for that coming soon DLC icon.
Right.
Well, there's going to be a free pack soon with the local co-op.
Mm-hmm. Local, yeah.
The dual mode.
Which is big. The local multiplayer was a lot of fun.
Was a lot of fun.
But yeah, I'm sure they're going to be added as DLC, but it's kind of odd that most of the characters are new and they didn't bring back a lot of the Peggle Masters from the last game.
Oh, you mean the classic pack for $4.99?
Yeah, that the classic pack has got to be coming, right?
Well, what I had said to Shipwreck earlier this week, my theory was, I think that they were going to have like one or two available upon release for like $1.99 each. But after all the nonsense that's been going on with, you know, all of this nickel and diming, they're just going to put it as one DLC pack for like $6 and act like they were never going to do that other thing in the first place. That's just a theory.
I don't know. Like, it's interesting that this is like the one Xbox One game that I've played that doesn't have some kind of secondary currency that it wants me to buy.
Yeah, right. And I have a feeling that at some point there probably was. And remember, was supposed to be a launch game.
Wombat, do you really think they took that out in the 2 weeks that the Xbox One has been out?
No, I think they took it out. Although you never know.
Prior to everybody being upset about it.
EA is sort of against that. I mean, they do it with the Ultimate Team stuff. Right, but that's really like a completely separate mode from...
They did it with Mass Effect 3.
But that was a totally separate mode. It was multiplayer, right?
Yeah.
So I don't know.
And they don't do it... You know what? They didn't do it with Need for Speed.
Nope. But...
Maybe I'm wrong. But then again, I like to hypothesize that companies are awful. Yeah. So...
But Peggle 2 is not awful.
Peggle 2 is not awful. And it's, what is it, $13?
12.
12? 12. Even better. I don't know. I just bought it. I didn't even think about it. I'm like, Peggle.
Click.
Click. Yeah. I bought it before you two. Both of you. Chibi was surprised.
I also have to give props to the guy who did the surround sound mix in the game because it's really good.
My kids love watching it too. Any game that my children will sit on the couch and watch me play and be happy and entertained,
yeah,
I'm into that game.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to playing the multiplayer with Ty. And in fact, my dad, my dad got his Xbox and he asked me, he's like, what game should I get? Should I get Forza or what? Peggle 2. That's all you need. So just get Peggle 2. And he's writing down, okay, Peggle 2.
How do you spell that? One G or two?
It took him like an hour to write down Peggle 2. But nice.
Have him check out all my clips.
That is obnoxious. Way too many auto-uploading of clips in Peggle 2. It's just like, okay, I didn't do anything that exciting. Why are you uploading this clip? But maybe they got to tone that shit down a little bit. But other than that, I got no complaints about the Peggles. It's pretty fun. And
are you excited for the Halo game that's going to come out for is it going to be $15?
No. What is that, the twin-stick shooter?
Yeah, the twin-stick Halo.
That's coming to Xbox One?
Yeah, by in like 2 weeks, less than that.
The 19th, I think.
Yeah, next week.
I don't really care for those like score chasing type games because I'm not good at them. And if you're not good at them, I don't know.
Is there co-op?
I don't know. It's a good question. Maybe on this one there might be because it's on the console.
Nobody really knows because this wasn't a Windows 8 and Windows Phone exclusive, right? So
pretty much.
Which why nobody's played this.
Yeah, I played it at E3.
I remember.
It looks really cool. Like, visually, I like the look of the game.
I haven't even seen a video of it in motion. But
I know there's a deal, I think it's still going on, where if you buy the Windows Phone or Windows 8 version of it, which is $6.99, I think, right now, that you can upgrade and get the Xbox One version for only $5. So you can save a few dollars that way if you're going to get the Xbox One version.
Hmm.
But $2 is $2. I don't know of any way to
buy
the Windows $4. Version of it without having Windows 8.
All right. Well, any other new releases?
No.
I saw Doki Doki Universe was on a new release on PS4, but I don't know anything about it. There's only two reviews on Metacritic.
I saw Spelunky is on sale for $375 for PlayStation Plus members on PSN.
Is that on PS4?
No, it's on PS3 and it's cross-buy on Vita.
I shun last generation.
You have a Vita. You can play it on that.
I do? Oh, I do. It's right here. I know. Speaking of Vita, Tearaway is going to be $20 at GameStop coming up whenever the next ad starts. I forgot. The 15th? It's the upcoming weekly ad for GameStop. So, I mean, I'm sure it'll be...
I might pick that up for $20.
But it's going to be free on PS Plus like next month.
But I might help out the timing of that. If I buy it, it'll come on there for free for everybody else.
Right, that's
a man of the people.
Yes. That's how it works.
Okay, I guess that's it for the new releases. Let's do a quick ad for our friends at Stack Soap.
The stackiest soap you can buy.
Right, Stack Soap. Wombat, explain Stack Soap again. You're so good at explaining it.
I'm happy to. I can hear my son screaming in the background. So
you should stick some Stack Soap in his mouth.
Seriously. So Stack Soap, when I use soap, because I'm a man, I use soap in a bar.
You probably use like some horrible soap, like Irish Spring or something, right?
That is, I use Dial. Okay. And when I'm using my Dial and I get down to the last sliver of Dial, it's hard for me on my, you know, on my manly body with my manly curves,
right,
to use that sliver.
Do you find that this, like when you're washing your ass, that sometimes it just gets, it'll go in your crack and you're like, whoop.
Oh, it's sometimes it's there for days.
Do you find that you often describe your manly shape as curvy?
Yes, curvy manly curves.
And soft.
Okay, just making sure.
Soft manly curves.
Sometimes like when you're putting on, like if you're getting dressed in the morning, or like, you know, and you're putting your shirt on, does sometimes like a little sliver of soap fall out of one of your rolls?
Oh, no, I don't have rolls. I have curves.
Oh, curves. I mean curves. Manly
curves.
Seriously.
That's offensive.
Sorry, your manly curves?
No, there's no folds.
Okay, sorry.
Because the soap just kind of slides up and down. Like think like sledding.
Right, of course. Right. Anyway, so now you have this little sliver of soap. And what do you do with that?
What can you do? You have to throw it away. I'm probably throwing away thousands of dollars a year in soap.
Or store them in your butt crack.
Or store them for, you know, butt saving.
But Stack Soap has a solution.
That's right. When you have Stack Soap, when you get to that little sliver, there's an area on your next bar of soap where you can place it. And as you wash, that little sliver will become one with the other bar. Hence the name Stack Soap.
That's a beautiful thing. So we're here to tell you that there's a brand new Stack Soap available at select Whole Foods in peppermint, jasmine, and unscented scents. Flavors, not really flavors, right? Because you don't eat these.
No, it's a scent.
Yes, and they use essential oils, and they're available at Whole Foods Market in these seven states/areas. Ohio, Virginia, Maryland, Pennsylvania, Washington, D.C., Southern New Jersey, and Kentucky. And we ask our listeners, if you do live in that area, to go to the Whole Foods market and buy them as great stocking stuffers for your friends and family. If you don't have a Whole Foods market in your area, you can buy them on Amazon, and they're eligible for Amazon Prime free shipping. So if you need some more information, you can go to stacksoap.com. But yeah, we love Stack Soap. Thank you,
Yay.
Stack Soap. Excellent, excellent.
Yeah.
All right.
Ooh, the peppermint is it's relatively inexpensive. Looking at it on Amazon now.
Right. Well, you don't live in one of these hot zones.
Well, you could buy the peppermint on Amazon.
Yes. You can.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at.
I'm saying, but we want to encourage, if you do live in one of these areas, it will help out Stack Soap if you actually buy them at the Whole Foods market, because then...
Yes. I just don't live in one of those areas. So,
would you consider moving for Stack Soap? Because they are nice enough to sponsor.
I think I'll move. Yeah, I think I'll move.
That's good. Excellent, excellent. Thank you, Stack Soap.
Look out, Kentucky. Here I come.
Ohio or where? Where are you moving to?
Kentucky.
Of course.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, there's a big Jewish population in Kentucky, so I'll feel safe.
That's what they're known for.
Uh-huh, Kentucky Jews. They're the finest.
All right, shall we move on to something less offensive to everybody?
To Who's that offensive to?
Is that offensive to people? The listeners, everybody.
Who is that offensive? People in Kentucky or Jewish people?
Who knows? Everybody.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the Xbox One some more, because last week, I think I only had it for a couple of days, and now I feel like I've had a lot more time with it and can speak about it more intelligently. And also, my dad hooked his up. And I was right. It does take... I asked my dad to sort of pay attention to how long everything took and what the process was like for him. And it said it took him like an hour and a half to set up the whole thing, you know, in terms of, you know, physically setting it up and downloading, you know, the different apps and signing up for all the different things and signing in and all that. And that just seems like a really long time to me for what's, you know, video game consoles by their nature are supposed to be easy. They're for the people who don't want to bother.
Not anymore.
Not anymore, right? I mean,
every one of these things takes at least that long to set up.
I get. I mean, I feel like there just should be some way where you could stream, should be able to streamline this somehow.
The Wii U took forever to set up.
Well, that's mostly waiting for the downloads, right?
Yeah. Like, I mean, it was waiting. I mean, they're all going to have these firmware patches. It was the same thing with the PS4. That's just the world we live in now.
Yeah, I guess so.
Tell your dad, suck it up.
Oh, no, he didn't complain. I was just, you know, relaying information. But we've done the Super Skype on Xbox, and it is pretty awesome. Everybody was impressed, although my dad is still trying to figure out the voice commands and all that. But that, you know, that does, there's a learning curve to figuring out how the voice commands work. But they do, I find that they do work, you know, not 100% of the time, but a pretty high percentage for me, at least.
And you don't have your cable hooked up to yours, right?
No, I don't have cable.
Yeah. See, that's the problem that Shipwreck and I are having lately, where cable all of a sudden just doesn't work and then you have to reset everything. And it's not like it takes a long time to reset everything, but it's a big pain in the ass that I have to do that, period.
You have to, like, what, hard boot your cable box?
Hard boot the Xbox.
Yep.
Oh, I meant
the Xbox. I just do the cable box and it works.
Oh, I do I unplug my Xbox, count to 30, plug it back in, and then it works again. And that's worked. It's happened to me about 3 times, so as long as that keeps working, that's the method I'm going to keep going with.
Have you tried changing the settings on your cable box to only output in one resolution?
I have not, but I can try that. Although my TV only has one resolution, so...
Yeah, but your cable box, if it's like mine, it tries to switch to whatever the native resolution is that the show is being broadcast
in. Oh, I see.
And so that can cause problems.
Right. I mean, I think all of us realize that we're all beta testers for these consoles at this point, especially maybe even more so the Xbox.
Yeah, it didn't work for my wife this evening, and she texted me while I'm on the train. I hate the Xbox.
Yeah. My dad had
showing my sister how to use it this morning because she was babysitting for us, and yeah, the whole cable system just froze, and I had to unplug everything and restart it. It was a good introduction for her.
This is really cool, and you use the voice commands, and it's super easy, and everything's fluid, and it's awesome to have everything all in one. Oh, wait, no, I just need to unplug everything, plug it back in, wait a half hour, then come back. Would you like me to make you something to eat while we wait?
Yeah, beta testing. Yeah. Even like my dad, when he went to hook it up to his cable box, I guess it says that it doesn't officially support surround sound from your cable box. It's a beta feature that you have to turn on, which he didn't realize. So he was hesitant to do that. But yeah.
I noticed that beta feature also and I didn't turn it on.
So we are beta testing a lot of these things. Make no mistake. That's the price we pay for being early adopters.
Maybe that update will help. I don't know what the update does, but I know that it
listed there as one of the things that it fixed. None of the things that were mentioned there seemed interesting.
I think it said something about TV. It said addresses problems with
TV. It said.
It said it addressed some things where notifications weren't appearing, which I'm finding that sometimes achievements don't pop up and sometimes they do.
It's hard to tell when you're playing Peggle and every 3 seconds just says game clip recorded, game clip recorded, game clip recorded. At one point I had a really good shot and I was like, oh, Xbox, record that. And then like it was going to record it anyway. So it was just a waste of time.
I will say though that I find it interesting now that you guys have had both consoles for a while and you still have PCs, that you have both been playing a decent amount of Xbox One games.
I will confess that since I've got the PlayStation 4 and the Xbox One, I have had very limited time on my gaming PC. I just, you know, it's just like before.
It's the newness.
It's the newness, and it's, you know, the graphics are comparable to a high-end PC, so it's the some of the appeal for the PC has been diminished, of course. But yes, the newness.
It's the Xbox Live factor, too. It's fun to be in a community where all your friends are signed in.
It was lonely for me for quite some time there, being on the Xbox 360 and being like, how come I'm the only one who plays this thing anymore?
Right.
And now I'm on my Xbox One and I could see Shipwreck is on, watching TV or playing Peggle or playing Peggle. He might be playing Peggle.
Could be watching.
And usually TV. I could see that Cheapy was just on playing that driving game that he hates.
Right.
It's fun.
Right.
We played a lot of Rise, Cheapy and I did.
And Rise, that's right. You guys have been playing Rise together, which I don't have, so I really need to get more stuff that you guys have. What is my problem?
Rise is good.
I know.
I had a friend over last night, and I showed it to him, and he's like, yeah, he's like, this looks good. I don't know why people are complaining, why the reviews are so bad.
Lego Marvel is good.
Well, that's excellent.
That game is so good. That's what I've been playing.
Of course.
That game is fun. I've been unlocking characters, Sabrina and I.
Oh, yeah.
Before bed each night, we play co-op, unlocking characters, and we have a good time.
I need to play my PS4 more, because
you're neglecting it.
I haven't played it a whole lot.
Well, you don't. What do you have on there? You have Assassin's Creed.
I have Assassin's Creed and NBA and Killzone.
By the way, I tried to show my friend, you know, there was a firmware update for PS4, and I didn't want to do the firmware update. I just... Because, you know, my friend had limited time, so I'm like, oh, let me just fire up NBA 2K14, and I won't do the firmware update. The game doesn't even, like, work. It must keep checking the servers, like, every 2 seconds to see if you're connected, because it was just, like, it was so laggy. Even the menu was laggy. You couldn't even, like, navigate the menu without it being connected. And there was a very good article that I retweeted yesterday about how the virtual currency in the game has basically, you know, ruined the game in a way. But that's a whole nother topic.
I think I kind of saw this coming a little bit in just the way that I use my systems, is that I already have the Xbox One on because I'm watching cable or like Netflix or whatever. Like, it's all in the one system.
Right.
Hence the name.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just convenient just to switch over and play something there rather than going through all the effort.
Which is the reason why I like to have it all set up, despite the fact that, you know, and not that it's happened a lot, but enough where it's annoying where the TV goes out. But it is really cool to be like, okay, and the kids are in bed now, and now I just need to push one button and I'm going to go right into playing that game I want to play. I don't have to stand up. I don't have to put in a disc. I don't have to turn on one thing and turn off another thing. It's just very fluid, and that's pretty cool.
Well, I like that strategy. It's like the Starbucks strategy, right? They let you sit in their store all day drinking your one coffee with the hopes that, or the bookstore strategy, where they let you just hang out there because the more time that you spend in their store, the chances are that you're going to buy more stuff there. And I think that applies to the Xbox One as well. If you're watching TV through it, chances are you'll maybe buy a game from there or play a game that you have and then maybe buy some DLC or something like that. I think that's a smart strategy.
Yeah, or you're watching TV and you see a friend like send you an invite to a game and then you switch over. Like, it's
this
pretty smart strategy.
This Monday Night Football game is boring anyway. I might as well play whatever game my friend wants. You know, let's play Rise or whatever.
I will say there are some really weird user interface design decisions that they made, and I don't know why they have done this. Like, so, and maybe I'm missing something, but is there no way to just have the system automatically sign in somebody without it having to use?
I think there is. I think there's an option for that. But I'm not.
Oh, without having to use that face recognition thing?
Right. Right. I don't think there is, because I checked. You can manually sign yourself in, where you'll have to actually go and push, you know, select the sign in button and then choose and do that. But there's no way to set like a default account.
No, I don't think there is. It's funny too, because when I get home, you know, I'm home an hour and a half after my wife and kids are home. And if I go and sit on the couch, the first thing it'll be Disney Junior, and then all of a sudden my name pops up on the bottom of the screen. Hi, Stuart. And I'm like, oh, hi, Xbox.
Yeah, or if you're in the dark, if you just like turn on the system in the dark, it's not going to find you.
Sometimes. Yeah.
Well, some depends how dark, yeah. I guess. That seems like a very weird thing. But the bigger problem is the party system is completely fucked up. I don't know what happened with the party system. I guess they really tried to simplify it, but in doing so, like, nobody has any clue on how it works or what it's doing at any given time. And you have to, you know, it doesn't even default to party chat. You have to go into the setting and tell it that you want to turn on the party chat. I mean, I tried to play Peggle with Godfrey from Gamertag Radio, you know, and a couple other guys. And, you know, we're all experienced gamers. And we just could not figure out how to make this happen, how to get us all in the party and get a game going. The way that it does the matchmaking automatically when you're in the party system, and then it invites yourself to the game. I still don't know what's happening.
Well, we were having similar issues with trying to get Rise going with just the two of us.
Yeah, I assumed that was just a problem with Rise, but no, that's how the party system works now. And I don't know. It's really confusing. And it doesn't seem to work all the time, and you just don't know what's happening, and you have to load up the separate party app, and you have to – there's no like real short button. I don't know. There's some shortcut magic button presses you do to get it to happen, but I don't know. Someone needs to fix that, because I still don't understand really how it works.
You want to hear something else that's really annoying? Sure. Now that we're complaining?
Yeah, I like complaining.
No. So when your TV goes out, this is what happened to me the first time it went out. I'm like, maybe, you know, let me check the settings of the TV app. So I hover over to where the box is that says TV, and I hit settings, and it takes you to, you know, your regular settings menu. And I'm looking for the box in the settings menu that tells me that my cable box is connected, like where you select the model of cable box like you do with your TV. And you're like, yeah, when your cable box goes out, you lose that box, that window. You can't go in and check to see what cable box it's connected to.
Right, right.
It takes the whole box away. Hmm. I hit the help button to see what it would say, and it says, hit the settings button and go to the troubleshooting icon. There is no troubleshooting in settings. That's not an option.
Welcome to the beta.
It's crazy. And like, okay, and then I was reading like, well, what you should do is go to the One Guide and go to the One Guide settings. So I hit the button to go to One Guide, but if it's not recognizing your cable box, you can't even use the One Guide.
You can't. There's no settings for there either.
Well, it's not that there's no settings. I can't get into the settings.
Right.
Can't get into the One Guide to see the One Guide settings.
The One Guide is what they call the TV guide.
Yeah, and all the troubleshooting to get your cable box working is in that settings menu. So you can troubleshoot your cable as soon as your cable is working again.
Right. Well, yeah, there's some kinks for sure. For sure.
I'm like, and I'm just like, this is the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
You've seen a lot of dumb things.
I've seen a lot of dumb things, but it was pretty crazy. I'm like, this is just stupid.
What else can we talk? What else do I have to say about Xbox One? I gave up on the whole Xbox On thing because, you know, I have it hooked up to the Harmony. Is it called Harmony One? Is that what that remote's called, Chip?
Ultimate.
Okay. I got confused. It just doesn't, you can't really use that because then the harmony doesn't know where you are in your system statuses. So I gave up on all that shit, and it's certainly not hard just to push the one button on the remote that turns everything on. So I'm going with that. I have played a lot of Forza now. Like last week I had only played like less than an hour. So now I'm very familiar with the game. Although somehow the Smart Glass app says that I played 30 hours of Forza, which is impossible. You think it counts the time that your system is in standby mode with the game running?
That's very
possible. I don't think so. Like, at least it doesn't do that with Rise.
Because there's no way that I played, or maybe I left the machine. I don't know. It's,
you might, if you left it on and just like, maybe if it was in the main window still.
I don't even see how I could have left it on for that long without noticing. But anyway, I'd say I played about maybe 10 hours is more realistic. The driving is awesome. I love the way that the cars feel. I love the way, you know, they have the vibration in the triggers now, which people laughed at. But it does feel really good when you're putting on the brakes and you can feel like when the tires are gaining traction, or losing and gaining traction, which is, you know, important to a driving experience. That's why people spend hundreds of dollars on the force feedback steering wheels and stuff. And that, I think that works really great. The graphics are awesome. It's the first time that I've ever played a racing game where I've always used the in-car view, because everything just, you can see everything just fine because the graphics are so sharp and look so great. And even the inside of the cars look so great that you want to be inside the car, or I want to be inside the car. I've got the money issue for me now is less of a problem because they have this rewards thing where if you've played all the other Forza games, they bonus you credits based on how many achievements you've unlocked in those games. I'm tier 4 and I got 4 million credits. But now, of course, you know, they had that Black Friday sale where they halved all the car prices. So now I feel, and I missed that. I didn't have the credits then. So I've missed that. So now I'm very hesitant to spend any of the credits because I just feel like I'm getting ripped off. Because I'm now paying twice.
I just pumped all mine in because I got a million credits for being, I don't know, tier 1, tier 2, something.
Right.
And I just spent them all that weekend.
So that's nice for people like me who've played all the other Forza games, but for people who are new to the series, that's not going to help them very much with the overpriced cars and, you know, the way things were changed with the microtransactions. But
there's enough game there anyways that...
But you know what? They're really,
I don't see it as much of a
there
problem.
There really isn't as much game. Like when you compare...
Well, there's not as much as past games, yeah. No, but there's still a lot of game there.
I'm pretty bored already after 10 hours. I mean, you're basically... There's not that many tracks. You're doing the same tracks over and over again. When you look at Gran Turismo 6, you see there's all kinds of different events and challenges and things that are just different than driving in a circle... You know, racing people, which is what I really liked about the last Forza, which, you know, they had the auction house, they had a lot of things that you could do that just wasn't driving in a circle, and that's gone now. Like even things like things that I just assumed would be there, maybe from watching videos before, and I'm just, I guess, misinterpreting what I saw. And this sounds stupid, but I think this would actually go along with give me more stuff to do. So it has this really cool, you know, photo mode where obviously you can take, you know, high resolution pictures of the cars and it looks great. The problem is you have your garage, right? You literally have a garage in this game where the car appears that you've selected, and then you can photograph it in the garage or of course on the racetrack. But I just assumed that it was going to be like Grand Theft Auto where you have a garage and you can stick a number of cars in there and you would see all the cars in the garage at once, but you can't. It's only one car in the garage at a time. And I don't know. I think I would have a lot of fun just like designing like a group of cars, putting them in my garage and then taking pictures of them. I know that sounds really nerdy, but I could kill a lot of time with that. And I don't know. That needs to be in there.
It's a launch game. I mean, it's...
Yeah, that's the problem.
It's a launch racing game. It doesn't have all the features.
It's like when they come out with the sports...
Racer.
It's like the sports games, right? Like some, maybe not. Is that true this year? I remember when like Madden came out for 360.
There is some stuff in NBA 2K that is in the 360 version that's not in the next gen version.
I see.
The LeBron mode is not in the next gen version.
So is it safe to assume that there's going to be a Forza 6 next year and it's going to have all the stuff that we expected in Forza 5?
Maybe Forza 5, the definitive edition.
But it's just going to have all the DLC?
Yeah. Well, no, I think they might add some more features to this one, but I don't think Forza 6 just next year.
You don't think?
I think that's too soon.
Okay. I don't know. That's what it seems like to me playing this game, because it's just, it seems very incomplete. Like I send a message to my friend who's like a longtime Forza fan, and he's even like higher tier than myself. And I know that he probably bought the Xbox One just to play Forza. And I asked him what he thought about the game, and he said, he's like, yeah, the driving and graphics and everything are great, but it's just, there's so many less cars and tracks and features missing. It's just, it's hard not to be disappointed. So there it is. There's the Forza.
They had 8 years to make the last one. So
yeah. They had a lot of time.
This is going to get better.
Yeah, I know. It's just, it's disappointing. That's all I'm going to say. What else we got here? Anything else on Xbox that we've been doing or need to talk about?
I think we're a little Xboxed out.
What about PlayStation 4? Anything? I mean, I continue to play a lot of Assassin's Creed 4. In fact, I live streamed a bunch of it on Twitch yesterday, and people said that it looked really good over on Twitch, and it was certainly easy to do. So that feature is pretty awesome on PS4.
Yeah, was it 10% of all Twitch users are now PS4 people?
Is that true?
That was the press release this week.
Is that users or like time? What does that mean exactly?
I don't know. I'm not reading the press release.
Streams, I think.
10% of all streams.
At any given time or like just...
In the last...
Since the PlayStation launched, maybe?
Like if I stream one... If I'm a guy and I test it out for 5 minutes and then never do it again, like, I don't know. Does that count? I don't know what that
means. I don't know.
I don't know. Why are you asking me these hard questions?
I want to know. I wonder how much.
What are you trying to prove?
I'm just trying to see if people are really. I don't know that people are using it all that much.
I don't either.
Yeah, that's all. I'm not trying to like disparage anybody. I just, when you look at the channels that are most viewed on Twitch, they're not PS4 channels. They're like, you know, League of Legends and things like that. I did sign.
I'm going to get more back into Assassin's Creed here after I get Peggle finished off. I think Assassin's Creed's the next one to tackle.
So good.
Oh, I wanted to mention I'm wearing a free t-shirt tonight.
Of course you are.
That I won from Oreo on Black Friday.
Great. Congratulations.
So that's, yeah, I know. It's a cool t-shirt. I'm looking at it. I'm like, this is a cool t-shirt. Super comfy.
Is someone from Oreo listening?
I don't know. We'll find out.
Like more free Oreo apparel?
I would take another one. I also want an iPhone case, but it hasn't shown up yet.
I registered CBD on the Miiverse on my 3DS.
I registered Wombat 5277.
Whoa, I hear you screaming.
Yeah.
Put those kids to bed already. What time is it over there?
It's 10 o'clock. I'm being told that he needs to just go to bed. Yeah, he's going to be screaming now for the rest of the show.
All right. You want to go and take care of that, or
I may need to do that. So I'll send you my file.
Yep.
You guys enjoy the rest of the show.
All right.
I'll be back next week.
All right, dude. Good luck.
Bye.
Well, get that plank ready, that wood plank and the bricks.
Yes.
All right, later, dude.
Bye.
Wombat's done.
Time for Wombat's news and stuff.
Featuring not Wombat.
Did he? You're CheapyD on the Miiverse now?
I'm CheapyD on the Miiverse. I just hung up on Wombat because he somehow didn't think to do that. What do people do on that? I don't know.
Welcome to the Miiverse.
I drew a picture of, I wrote like Pokemon something. I was like, all right.
You're going to fit right in. You draw pictures of Nintendo characters and you're really enthusiastic about everything, and you'll do fine in the Miiverse.
I was like in a rush to register because I figured like I don't, even though it's obviously been out for the Wii U for quite a long time, I was worried that somebody like who didn't have a Wii U which were a lot of people obviously, was going to like name squat CBD. So I had to go somewhere. So I grabbed the 3DS with me, and you know, took it with me to Tokyo American Club, where in the process I wound up like street passing 10 people. And then I looked at like the street passes, and it was, people write some nasty stuff in there. Like, I guess you can write a greeting.
Yeah.
And it was in Japanese, but it was like, you know, one person just wrote like duty in Japanese. And then like I saw somebody wrote like shit in Japan, like, you know, like the curse word for duty in Japan.
I'm familiar.
Like kuso and some other stuff that I just didn't understand. But yeah, it's like pretty, I thought Japanese people were supposed to be polite. These must be like the, you know, the rude hybrids, hybrid American Japanese people at Tokyo American Club. I don't know.
Yeah, so it's the Miiverse. Yeah.
So I don't know what else to do with it.
It's Nintendo's Twitter where you can draw pictures. Yeah.
So nothing.
It's basically draw something in Twitter put together.
Right. All right. So I'll continue to ignore that then, I guess.
I haven't downloaded it on a 3DS yet, but I'm Shipwreck on there.
Do people follow you? I don't even know like how that works. All right.
I just know I turn on my Wii U and I look at the people's pictures while I try to navigate the menus, and then that's about all I do in the Miiverse.
Right. All right. Well, I guess Ty can look forward to seeing some penises and stuff drawn on there at some point. But should we talk about this YouTube thing that's been going on?
Sure.
So a lot of people who make their living on YouTube who you know, do Let's Play videos and other video game related content that feature gameplay of video games, I guess over the last day or two, they've been getting a lot of copyright violation notices.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not really sure why. Have we figured out what's been going on?
Some of it is, there's a couple like music companies.
Okay.
That are going after the games that have their music in them, I guess.
I see.
Other things, I guess. It's just, I think YouTube has just kind of changed the rules or something where more people can claim that that's their copyright.
Okay.
So it's easier to do that now or something. I don't know all the rules. All I know is YouTube's a mess, and it's always kind of been a mess, but it's not surprising that it got to this point.
Right.
Because all of these companies, like, it's a really weird legal place, because you need to be able to protect your IP and show that you're protecting your IP. And all these games have like licensed music in them. They have all the graphics from the games. I mean, you're streaming somebody else's stuff, but doing stuff on top of it.
Right. So it sounds like it's not coming from the game publishers, these copyright notices, right? Am I correct in that?
Some of them maybe, but not the ones that I've been reading about.
I see.
It's from other people that are either trying to, I don't know, prevent copyright issues, or just being dicks. One of the two.
Right. Or
it seems like it's very lawyer oriented.
Yeah.
Because lawyers have to hate YouTube. I mean, it's an impossible thing to police.
Right. Well, that's why all this stuff is automated now, right? Like YouTube has this automated process to where it can tell if you're using, you know, licensed music and, or things like that. It's not like people are just, some dude is manually watching all these videos and saying, oh, that's mine. That's mine. That's mine. Block, block, block. Right. So I don't know. I feel bad for all these people who are making a living off of this. And all of a sudden they're like, now what?
I do too. I think there's going to be, I don't know. I really think there's going to be like a licensing agreement at some point on this stuff, where you're going to agree to some kind of like stipulations and then sign up for a license to be able to stream this stuff.
And then you're sharing the revenue, the ad revenue with somebody.
Maybe. I don't know. It's a very complicated matter. Like, other than just saying, hey, these people are making their stuff and they should be able to do it. Like, I get that part from like just Joe Consumer's level.
Right.
But at the business level, it's it's very like I don't know. It's just hard to get a grasp on how to handle it.
And you'd think from the publisher side, and as we said, it sounds like that a lot of this is not really from the publisher side. I think we would all agree that it's a benefit to have these videos up there because they're basically like commercials for the games, unless somebody's just totally, you know, bashing
it. It's difficult for things for some companies to grasp, though, because you could be showing, hey, here's a video of our, like, say, Peggle, for example.
Okay.
Here's a Peggle video. But here's this dude just cursing up a storm over top of our Peggle. Like, this is out there on the internet for kids to see, and is this how we want Peggle portrayed?
Right.
And I PopCap and EA aren't going after these people. That's just an example. Or like, say, like Nintendo, which I'm sure is why Nintendo tried to shut this stuff down, partly, is because you have people playing Mario games or Kirby games. And they're just like...
Well, they're not shutting it down, right? They're just taking... Nintendo's taking the ad revenue.
Right. But I mean, yeah. But still, it's a difficult PR situation.
Yeah. Hmm. Oh, well. Well, good luck to all those... To all these Let's Players who are finding themselves in a difficult spot right now. I can imagine that would be...
Yeah, I hope it all works out. I mean...
Yeah.
That I like the fact that we're in an age that we can... You can go and look up a walkthrough or watch somebody playing a game. Like, it's,
of course,
it's great. It's just,
yeah, it gets the business.
The legal ramifications are crazy.
Goddamn lawyers. Oh wait, I married one. I'll complain to my wife, see if she can fix it.
Yeah, I think she's the one that's going to be the linchpin in all this.
Pretty much. All right, let's move on to the CAG bag. I think this petting zoo thing is from Wombat, I'm assuming.
That's from Wombat, okay. Yeah.
Let's see. Darkwood78 writes in and says, Titanfall or Destiny, which are you most excited for? I see myself sinking too much time into Destiny. It's the main reason I went next gen, honestly. What do you say, Ship?
I have most interest in Destiny just because I know it has a Borderlands-style loot system.
Yeah. And character customization. You get to play dress up, which Wombat likes. Yeah, I'm going to go with Destiny. That was a pretty good E3 demo. Did you get the demo at E3? Or was I alone on that one?
You and Wombat went to that, and I went and played Sonic on the Wii U.
Oh, well, you really got the short end of that stick, huh? Yeah, it looked pretty awesome, Destiny. I'm excited for that. Which is now, didn't they announce the release date? Was that, no, that was Titanfall or Destiny, which one? Destiny is coming out on my birthday, right?
Yeah, in September, yeah. I think.
Yeah. The birth of the Dreamcast and myself.
Plus, I just like Bungie's games. I think they know how to craft fun shooters.
Yeah, it should be. It looked pretty sweet. This question I put on here specifically for you, Shipwreck, because I figure you might have know the answer to this, because I was wondering this myself. Blue Rock wrote in, it was funny because he wrote in asking about the Xbox 360, and then like 20 minutes later he wound up posting the question for about the PS4 as well. He said, why do these consoles download the updates but then not install them automatically? Instead I have to come back, press a button to turn it on, and then wait while it patches. Why can't it just patch it on its own and be ready for me?
I don't know.
See, before, I remember with the PS3, they made you like accept a like terms of use agreement after each one.
Okay.
But this PS4, I just updated the PS4 and I didn't do that. I'm almost 100% positive it did not ask me to accept any agreement. So yeah, I don't know. Yeah, why is that? Why can't it just do it? Is it afraid? Maybe it's afraid that you're going to, I think I know the reason. So maybe if it's automatically installing it for you and you don't realize that it's doing it, and then you go to turn the system on or off, it's like the same, you know, if I'm using like a universal remote, it's the same button. It might like turn it off while it's in mid progress.
Oh, we're talking about firmware updates?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Firmware updates. Yeah.
Oh,
sorry.
Okay. I didn't see what I didn't understand.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That would be the reason. Is so you don't brick your console as easily.
Although, but do you think there'd be a way where it could just disable that? You know, like why not have a feature where it, while it's automatically installing the update, it you can't turn it off from the button or from a remote. But I guess you could pull the plug out. That must be the reason.
No, I mean, it's the same way that Apple does theirs.
Yeah. Yeah. But I'm with you, Blue Rock. It did seem weird, but that must be the reason. They don't want people accidentally bricking their consoles. Let's see. Arachnicide wants to know, how do we feel about the overall evolution of DLC season passes from being all the DLC to now just being selected DLC, Metro Last Light and Borderlands 2, for example? Yeah, remember when season pass meant that you were going to get everything? And now you have to actually read the fine print to see what you get.
Did you buy that Rise season pass?
No, I did not, because you don't even know what you're getting. That's the weird thing. Like, who's buying these things now?
And you're getting four things, and there were definitely words that went with those four things, but
I don't know what they are.
Right.
Because I went to look. So I was looking. You know, like I said, I'm really enjoying Assassin's Creed 4 on PS4. I saw they had a season pass because I saw that they were selling a lot of microtransaction, visual upgrades for your boat and things like that. And I was thinking, for a dollar, you could get I forgot what it was called, but different sales and things like that that aren't available otherwise. So I went to look for the season, and I saw they had the season pass as well. So I'm like, oh, so I spent $20 on the season pass. Do I get all this shit too? And no, you don't. You get a very specific amount of content.
Multiplayer stuff, right?
Yeah, well, it's single player stuff, multiplayer. It seems random in what you get.
I hate the way they mix that stuff together.
Yeah.
If I was going to buy a season pass for Tomb Raider, I don't need the multiplayer stuff. Just separate that stuff out. Give me a season pass for anything single player oriented.
Well, there wasn't any single player stuff, right?
No, there was.
Oh, what was there?
There was some extra tombs.
Oh, okay. I didn't even know that. So yeah, I think it's very weak. If you're going to call it a season pass, to me that says you're getting everything, right? I mean, it's a pass.
It's
for the season. And I'm in the gaming season. If I'm playing your game, I'm in season and I should get it all.
It just matters whether or not you feel like you're getting ripped off. Like the season pass for Borderlands 2 was not a ripoff.
Okay.
And you clearly didn't get everything they put out because they're still putting stuff out for that game.
But why not have an all-inclusive pass or something? Why can't they just do that? They know what they're putting out way ahead of time, right? It's not like the game's out for 6 months and then they decide, oh, let's put out another dungeon. Like they know what's coming.
In the case of Borderlands 2, I don't know that they knew that how much stuff they were going to put out.
You know, it's really?
I mean, there's a possibility that it's not going to be as successful as what they had thought.
Right.
And so they planned they planned all the skins. Yes. And they planned the four packs that you got in the season pass. But beyond that, I don't know if they knew they were going to be doing these little things afterwards.
What little things are they doing?
Like the Halloween pack and I think there's a Christmas pack out now.
I don't know, but I feel like if someone's willing to pony up 20 bucks, I mean, what the season pass and that was $20 or something?
It was 30 because it was 30. 40 okay. Otherwise.
So if you're willing to spend, if you're going to spend $20 or more on a season pass, just give me everything. Come on. I mean, I don't know. Or just give me
it's so confusing anymore because I do want to buy DLC for games that I like. I don't think that's unreasonable.
Right.
With Assassin's Creed, I'm like, oh, what else can I add to my game?
Sure.
But it's so difficult to buy these season passes because you have no idea what it is.
Right. And, or if I'm buying the game, give me the option maybe when I'm buying the game new, let's say in the first month of the release, maybe you give me an option for an all-inclusive pass. I don't know. I feel like there's just a lot of different ways that they could handle this stuff as opposed to just having a season pass and having it not include everything. You know, give me a reward for being there at the beginning and paying full price and giving you extra money for stuff that I don't even know what's going to be in the future. I don't know. That maybe I'm crazy. Let's see. Boss J Bug asks, what do you expect to see more definitive editions of 360 and PS3 games for Xbox One and PS4? Like we were talking about Tomb Raider earlier. Which games would you like to see? You know,
Borderlands 2.
Well, Borderlands 2. Well, actually, I never saw what it looked like on console.
It looks a lot better on PC.
Oh, okay.
I put a lot of hours into both, and there's a lot more going on graphically on the PC. And it makes sense for a definitive edition just because you have all of that DLC.
Right. Yeah.
I think they'd be fools not to re-release that on the next gen consoles.
All right. What would you, anything that you would like to, what's one that you would like to see? I would like to see The Last of Us, because I tried to play it, and just after coming off of like long stretches of PC gaming, I couldn't get past
it. It struggled on the PS3. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah. I mean,
Last of Us would be great if they could up-res that and get it running nicely on the PS4.
Yeah, I would really like to see that, because I know it was so, you know, people really enjoy that game, and I just, you know, just visually it was rough for me, and just after doing the after my graphics whoring on the PC. So yeah, that would be cool. And of course,
Marble Blast Ultra.
Right. Well, Grand Theft Auto 5, I think is.
Yeah, I mean that's the one everybody's wanting, and it's got to be coming. I mean,
yeah, they're just waiting. Let's see. Jay Rortega 2K10 wants to know if Titanfall will help Xbox One sell in Japan. From what I've heard and read, they loved it at TGS. The Japanese love their mechs. Yeah, there were very long lines at TGS for Titanfall. Even on the media days, the line was like over an hour. But no, nothing will help Xbox One sell in Japan unless they Microsoft buy Square Enix and Final Fantasy becomes an exclusive or something. There's really nothing that they could do at this point. I mean, one first person shooter is not going to help them at all. I mean, really nothing will, short of,
you got Piggle 2.
No, it's, you know, if they get the monster, I don't know, like a monster, if Monster Hunter exclusive, I don't even know. Final Fantasy exclusive, maybe. Like, if that's the only place you can play Final Fantasy, then I guess people really need to play Final Fantasy. I don't know. I don't know. That should be enough for now, I think. We'll leave the rest of these questions for next week when Wombat's around. Let's give another big shout out for our friends at Stacksoap, stacksoap.com. Pick up your new Stack Soap at Whole Foods in Ohio, Virginia, Maryland, Pennsylvania, Washington, D.C., South New Jersey, and Kentucky, or on Amazon if you're not near any of those places. Thank you, Stack Soap, stacksoap.com. Follow us on Twitter, GBD, Wombat5277, Shipwreck, and Video Game Deals. And you can also follow us on Xbox One, GBD, Cobra Commander, that's with a space, and Wombat5277. If you send me a message, I will follow you back. I have to apologize for the people on PlayStation, because I am so backed up on those friend requests. I like the following thing, because people seem content with just following me on Xbox One, but I have like over 200 friend requests pending on PlayStation Network, and it's really, they need a button that just says accept all. Meanwhile, speaking of friend requests, you haven't played enough Assassin's Creed to know this probably, but there's a companion app with it, mm-hmm. which is actually supposed to be pretty cool, along with a mini game that can also earn you money, Kenway's Fleet or something like that. Apparently, if you have more than 100 friends on PlayStation Network, it doesn't work at all. You can't log in. And that's a major bummer, because I would like to mess around. You can't even use the companion app, because you can't log into Uplay properly. So that's a real bummer. It would be nice.
Well, who can?
I mean, I never can, ever. Like, there's just no chance of it ever working. So as opposed to like sometimes you could might maybe be able to get it to work, which sucks because I would like to play and have Mrs. Chibi work the iPad and do the fleet stuff. I think that would be pretty cool, but I don't know. Get on that Ubisoft.
And, oh, we didn't talk at all about how both consoles are selling very well.
Yeah, well, I didn't read the number. Yeah, oh yeah, okay, yeah. So they both sold about 2 million, right? 2.1 million for PS4 and 2 million for Xbox. Was that right?
Yeah, over some period of time.
Over some unknown period of time. Of course, you know, Sony hasn't sold anything in Japan yet because it doesn't come out till February. And that's a big market for them. And
I think they're going to do okay there.
Yeah, I think they're going to do pretty well there. And obviously, Microsoft won't sell any here. So you should see Sony pick up.
See some great NeoGAF posts out of that.
Right. So, you know, all right, good. Good for everybody. I don't know what this
is. Yeah, it's great. It's good to see these systems are doing so well right out of the gate.
Yeah. And it's, you know, it's obviously because China's been able to make a lot of these and people, I guess, want them.
Good on you, China.
Thank you, China. I see that Xbox One is in stock. It's been in stock at Amazon for quite a while now.
I saw some today at Target.
Yeah.
They've been restocking those things quite a bit. I saw some at Toys R Us on Sunday.
And it's nice that people who want to buy these for Christmas or whatnot will not have to go on eBay and spend $1,000 or something. Although for PS4 seems to be in a lot more limited supply, but you have no way of knowing if that's because they just, you know, who made more. I mean, we don't know how many were made by each side. So I don't know
means. Xbox Ones are getting restocked more frequently than the PS4s here in the States. But yeah, as far as how many they made, who knows?
Right. I don't know what that means. So whatever. It's good for everybody, I guess. And if you want to think that it's better for one side than the other, then that's good too, I guess.
Have I got a graphic for you?
We've got a great graphic. Anyway, so I think we will say goodbye now. Thank you for listening. We will see you next week.
Red's done.